Welcome to Brussels on Tap 120 Seconds, reporting from Brussels for the week of August 22nd. As the EU institutions trickle back from summer holidays next week, we hope that everything except the weather will heat back up again. The European Parliament returns from recess for a week of external activities as MEPs visit their constituencies or work with delegations. We'll have the scoop on resuming committee meetings next week. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz meets Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Tuesday in Newfoundland to sign a green hydrogen agreement. A Newfoundland-based company is in the process of building a wind farm to power Canada's first green hydrogen plant. In a series of firsts, Germany will also be Canada's first major customer as Germany continues to find ways to diversify its energy sources. However, construction of the wind farm is still only planned to begin in 2023. From Thursday to Sunday, Marie is hosting the Political Festival of Europe. Denmark's City of Roses will be split into seven thematic areas: Europe, business, climate, democracy, foreign policy, health, and technology. Speakers include Commissioners Vestager, Sinkevicius, Ferreira, and Wojciechowski, as well as various members of European Parliament, national ministers, and ambassadors. Next up on our elections radar, Angola is electing its president and members of parliament on Wednesday. This could be the most competitive elections ever seen in Angola, as the People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola party has been in power for 47 years, and Angolans may feel it's time for a change. That's all we have for you on this edition of 120 Seconds. We'll see you next time, and until then, stay safe and stay tuned.